Well, I was at the University of Kentucky, and it was the end of my senior year in the spring, and back then, we didn't have all these camps that a lot of kids go to. They didn't have all the scouts out there combing every university out there. Primarily, it was I had a good year my senior year, and I had a couple of the coaches on the university say, "Joe, you got a shot to go to the NFL. You know, there's some guys asking questions about you, and there's going to be a couple coaches." And at that time, they had coaches would come around, and they would look at the players and take them outside, and we'd run a 40-yard dash. They started looking over and do some weightlifting and see how you looked. And that's what they did. Several scouts came by, and I didn't know if it'd be from New Orleans or where these scouts were from, but they came by and they timed me in the 40 and did a few other exercises. And then they said, "Well, we're going to take a look at you, Joe. We'll get back to you." And I didn't know really which team it was. I heard rumors that I might have been picked to go to Dallas or Philadelphia. And then when draft came around, and draft was held a little bit different than it is now, I'm going to say it was in the fall or, you know, in the winter. And then they get a phone call. We knew draft day was coming, and all the guys that are on our football team at Kentucky that were seniors, we all get together and maybe we'd get that phone call. And sure enough, I got a phone call from New Orleans, and it was one of the coaches that said, "Joe, we're going to pick you in the fourth round. So congratulations, it'll be a thing." Well, when I came here, it was 72. It was just starting. We were over at the old Sugar Bowl at Tulane Stadium. And to me, New Orleans was like a college town as far as their football. They just loved the Saints. It was only in existence for, I want to say, maybe 4 to 5 years before I came, and it was the thing in the South to be playing football in New Orleans, and it was a great atmosphere. The fans were wonderful. They still are, but at that time it was, you know, it was, to me, it was like a college crowd. Just really exciting. The tailgating, we're in an open stadium, and it was big. It was fun. Well, I think my rookie year was, I enjoyed that because it was so new, and the guys and the players I met, probably some of the best times where I remember we opened the Superdome. We were the first team to play in the Superdome, which was a big thrill. And then I want to say it was probably my sixth or seventh year here. We had two seasons where we went 8-8. And we really had a good football team, but we got beat in two games that cost us going to the playoffs by, you know, we call it now the Big Ben play. Atlanta beat us twice where they threw it a Hail Mary pass in the closing seconds, and they beat us. So, yeah, that was special memories. And I guess when you look back as you get older, you always think about all the friendships that you made along the way.